Good morning, Reverend Will.
I just want to start out by saying how humbled I am. How humbled I am to be standing here. It is a very humbling experience, and I thank all of you out there. And I just want to thank God for the growth. Today we're going to be looking at some meat and some steaks and some potatoes today.
All right. So come on now.
So while we're standing, let's get started. I want to thank my pastor. Of course, it's been over 20 years. Can you believe it? Time just flies. Of course, I want to thank Sister Pickens. Y'all, that's my second, third, and fourth mother. Okay. I want to thank all these ministers up here. Amen. Amen. I thank you for all their leadership, and they don't know how much I watch them and learn from them. Amen. So I just want to say thank y'all. So let's get right into the word. Amen. Amen. We'll be going to the book of Philippians today. Okay. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Amen. Amen. So when you find it, just let me hear you say amen and we'll move on. Amen. All right. Amen. I'm going to read it. Here we go. I'm going to read it. Okay. Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men, and when he had come as a man in his external form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Our sermon topic today is called He Emptied Himself. Amen. You know, Pastor kind of set me up talking about the meat, you know, and and I really do believe that, you know, this is the meat, this is the steak, this is the chicken, this is the pork, this is everything right here. This is everything right here. And what I want to talk about today is do we have an idea of what he did for us?
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have an idea of just how much stuff that Christ did for us? Now, I'm going to go into this stuff here in just a minute. Just how much he went through for us. You know, some of us think that Jesus is a God that's not in touch. You know what I mean? They think that he's a God that was a God that, you know, he's walking around on crutches. He can barely get around. He's old and he's out of touch, and he don't really know what's going on in today, you know. It's 2022.
Come on.
What God got to do with 2022? Maybe 1400 or, you know, 1000 BC or way on back then. What he got to do with now, 2022? Come on now. We live in the modern day and the modern age.
Yes, sir.
What he got to do with now? Amen. I tell you, God has everything to do with now. Amen. For the person walking around saying, what has God done for me? What has God done for me? I tell you, God has done everything for you. Absolutely everything. You know, I think about that. Any of y'all remember Good Times? I was just watching Good Times last night. And Michael stood up one day. He said, Mama, I'm tired. I don't know why y'all keep talking about this God all the time. I know some of y'all remember that episode. I don't know, Mama, why y'all keep talking about this God? Why we give God the credit for all this? And why we got to talk about God? God ain't done nothing. God ain't here. I tell you, God is everywhere. Amen. God is responsible for you. Amen. I tell you, if he had not said, be fruitful and multiply, amen. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. If he had not said, be fruitful and multiply, guess what? You wouldn't be here. You and I wouldn't be here. God has everything to do with it. Amen. Just because you and your girl snuck around the corner and now y'all got a baby now, guess what? You wouldn't have had that baby if God wouldn't have said, be fruitful and multiply. You wouldn't have had that baby. God had everything to do with it. God has everything to do with you and me right now. He's not just a God that's out of touch. Amen? He's a God of every minute. He's a God of every second. He's a God that sustains us. You know, when I talk about sustaining, you know, it's not just back then. God made the clouds. He made the rain. He made the earth. He made everything back then. But if he didn't love us right now, we wouldn't be here right now. He made us, but he's also sustaining us right now. Amen. He's taking care of us right now. He's concerned about you right now. Amen. See, he's a yesterday God, and he's a today God, and he's a tomorrow God, all at the same time. Amen. Amen. See, that's why mom and them know about God. Amen. That's why grandmama and them know about God. Amen. That's why your great-grandma knew about God. And that's why your great-grandson, great-great-great, further down the line, going to know about God. Because he's the same God back then. Amen. The book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, says, he is everlasting to everlasting. That means as far back as you can look, get your magnifying, get your bifocals, and look way back there. He was there. Come on. Come on, Shante. He was way back there. Amen. And as far as you can look ahead, guess what? He's up there. Amen. Amen. I've got 3 points that I want to make this morning before I get too carried away. Amen. Point number one is he emptied himself of his attitude. Amen. Point number two is he emptied himself of his position. Amen. Point number three is he emptied himself on the cross. Amen. See, he emptied himself. What do I mean by he emptied himself? Let's jump into scripture real quick. He said, first thing I want to look at is make your own attitude that of Jesus Christ. I mean, that just kind of makes me stop and think for a minute, because it's like, okay, here's God way up there, the highest of highs, all authority, everything, God, everything. Concerned about your attitude? Concerned about how you live your life? Concerned about the little details of your life? Concerned about how you treat people, concerned about how you mingle with others, concerned about all these little details of your life. That just boggles my mind. You know, he's way up there. Why would he be so concerned about us, about every little detail in our lives? It's just amazing. Why would God be so concerned about that? That just tells me one thing, that God, he loves you. Amen. He wants to know you. Amen. You see, God is telling us by having an attitude like Christ, by having an attitude, you see, Your attitude determines what? Your altitude in life. Amen? Amen? It determines how far you go. Amen? It determines how far you grow. Show me somebody with a bad attitude. Amen? And I'll show you somebody who won't get far in life. Amen? Show me somebody with a bad attitude. I'll show you someone who's going to get in trouble in school. Show me someone with a bad attitude, and they're going to wind up with some kind of menial job in life. Amen? Show me someone with a good attitude. Amen? And they're going to go further in life. Amen? Show me someone with a good attitude, and they're going to be able to, when somebody gives them some correction, they're going to say, yes, ma'am. They're going to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And they're going to go ahead in life. Amen? They're going to be able to move ahead, amen? When the school teacher tell them something, right? They're going to say, okay, well, I can do that, amen? When the school teacher tell them they got to study, amen? They're going to go home and study, amen? That's why Christ says, watch your attitude. It was unbelievable. The God of God, Lord of lords, is concerned about your attitude. That's because he wants you to get everything out of life that you can. He wants you to get ahead, amen? He don't want you to be stuck back there. It's so important to have a good attitude in life. It's so important. That's why it starts out here, make your attitude that of Christ Jesus. Make your attitude that of Christ Jesus. You see, he emptied himself of his attitude. He put it behind him, behind himself. Amen. Let me tell you something. Christ did not, how do I put this? Christ did not consider his position with God. The Bible says something to be gained. My Bible says something to be used for his own advantage. You see, Jesus was there the whole time with God, amen, from eternity past. See, some people think that God made Jesus. No. It's not that way now. It's not that way. I hear it sometimes. You know, you hear on radio, and sometimes, you know, you'd be watching TV, and, well, God made Jesus to do this and do that. I said, no, that ain't right. That ain't right, you know. Me and Sister Tyra, we'll spot it in a second. We'll be listening to the radio, be watching TV or something. God made Jesus to do. He didn't make Jesus. Amen. Jesus was already there. Amen. Amen. Jesus was there with God. Because I know in my Bible it says what? In the book of John 1:1-5 says what? It was the Word. Amen. The Word was God. And the Word was with God. Amen. Amen. So we know that Jesus was always with God. See, when you think of Jesus, it kind of helps me to think about it this way. You know, I have to break things down where I can understand them. You know, so I think of when I go to the doctor. Amen. When I go to the doctor, I want to give him a little. You know, doctors always get a little sample of your blood. You know, they put the little blood on the little thing and they read it. See, everything in that blood is everything that's in you, isn't it? Amen. Everything in that blood is everything that's in you. That blood is you. Amen. Every strand of DNA in that blood is the DNA that's in you. Amen. Every molecule, everything in that blood is the blood in you. Amen. That blood is you. It came from you. It's part of you. It's 100% you. It may be a little smaller version, but it's 100% you. Every essence, every drop, everything is you. It's part of you. That's how you think about Jesus. Jesus came from God. He is 100% God. He is all God. Everything that's in God is in him. Everything that's in him is in God. Amen. It's all. God is all in Jesus. Jesus is all in God. Amen. They are one. Amen. Think about that little drop of blood. Think about it that way. He came from God. He came from God. He's a part of God. Yeah. Amen. He emptied himself. Yeah. Amen. So now we see where Jesus came from. Amen. We see where Jesus came from. He was in the lap of luxury. Amen. He was in the highest of highs. He was praised by all the angels. Amen. He was praised by the clouds and the rain. He was praised by everything. Everything that had breath, even what didn't have breath, praise the Lord. Amen. They praised him. They praised him. Every second, they praised Jesus. Amen. Jesus rightfully sat in that position. Amen. He rightfully had that position. Amen. He rightfully had it. It was his position to have. Amen. Right there with God, a part of God, right there. He had all position. He had all authority. He had everything. Amen. Bible says that, you know, the heavens declare. I like this. The heavens declare. They declare his handiwork. They declare. They don't say that maybe God made us. No, they say, doggone it, God made us. See, look, I declare it. Just look. Just look. Look. Look at the heavens. They declare it. Ain't no doubt. God made us. The mountains declare it. The rain declares it. When you look at it, you, ain't no other way. No other way. Had to be God in this. They scream it out at you. Everything was made through Jesus. Everything that was made through him. And then the book of John reverses it around. Without him, nothing would be made, basically. It says it one way, and to turn around, it says it the other way. Amen? So everything was made through him. So this is where Jesus was at. This is where Jesus was at. So Jesus, before time began, before the earth was created, before everything, Jesus knew what they knew what they were going to do. Jesus knew what he was going to do. But it wasn't easy. Amen, it wasn't easy. Some things to come down to be with us. Let's look at some of those things. He made the earth, and he made the weather and the winds and atmosphere and all this. You see, he existed in a spiritual realm, but now he came down to a physical realm. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. So that means he subject himself to what? The rain. He subject himself to breathing. He subject himself to all these physical things. The sun on his face, sweat dripping down him, crying. He subject himself to all these physical things. Guess what? To be able to look at me and you in the face. Amen. To be able to say, thank you. To be able to say that I love you. To be able to say that I want to be with you. Amen. Let me open this real quick. To be able to say that, amen? Right. He subject himself to his own creation, amen? Right. He breathed the air. He drank the water. He ate the food. He did everything to show us that he loved us. He gave up some things. You see, Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Redeemer. He's the bread of life. He's our Lord. He's our Creator. He's the Son of the living God. He's the only begotten Son. Amen. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's a Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Amen. King of Kings, Head of the Church, Alpha and Omega. He's the Master. He's the King of Kings. He's the High Priest. He's the Prophet. He's the Teacher. He's Emmanuel. Now, see, I could go on and on and on. I got a whole list here. Amen. Jesus is everything. Amen. He's absolutely everything. So why would he give up this place? Why would he give it up? He gave it up because we stumbled. We stumbled. We know what happened. We know Adam ate that ate that forbidden fruit. We know what happened. When that happened, that plunged mankind, that plunged everyone to death. Amen. Plunged everyone to death. Amen. So Jesus had a choice. Now I could stay here in luxury. I could stay here in pleasure. I could stay here being worshipped by everything that ever is, everything that ever will be, will worship me. I could stay here. But I don't consider my place with God. I don't consider that something that I'm going to hold on to, that I'm going to cling to. I don't really consider it that. I'm going to give it up for just a little while. I'm going to give it up for just a little while to go down to my people. I'm going to give it up for a little while. He didn't hold on to it. So what is Jesus saying? He said, don't hold on to your title. Amen. He's saying, don't hold on to your position. Amen. He's saying, sometimes just give it up. Just give it up. Amen. You're not your position. You're not your title. Amen. He gave it up. He gave it up. He gave up all the worship. He gave up all the praise. He gave up everything to become a slave. Amen. To become spit on. To become beat up. Amen. To become a savior. Amen. See, I'm just going to talk just briefly about the Mosaic Law. See, the Mosaic Law, God said, basically, he had a, this was the plan. Because God loved us, he said, well, okay, anytime you sin, you're going to have some animals with you. That's right. So these animals, you're going to take it and you're going to give it to the priest. The priest's going to put it on the altar. And the animal's going to be sacrificed, and God's going to say, okay, well, some animal has paid the price, has shed his blood on the altar for that sin. So I'm going to temporarily forgive that sin. Amen. That's the whole deal was that. So in the Bible, you see in the Bible days, there were people going around selling animals. They used to call it indulgences. You know, they'd be selling animals and selling this and selling that. In case you sin, 5 doves for $10, you know. So you just carry the doves around with you. You sin. Excuse me, Mr. Priest, could you put this on the altar for me so I can get right with God? Could you do this for me? So Jesus said, you know what? That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. I'm going to come down. Amen. I'm going to be born. Amen. I'm going to live a life. Amen. I'm going to look you in the face. I'm going to look you in the eye. I'm going to say I love you. Amen. And I'm going to suffer. Amen. And I'm going to die for you. Amen. And I'm going to give up my life. I'm going to give up my blood. I'm going to give it all up. Every drop of my blood. So that you and I, amen, could have everlasting life. Amen. So that you and I could have access to the Father. Amen. Because when Adam sinned, Adam cut off all that access. He cut it all off. Amen. So you and I got our access back. Amen. I'm going to give it all up for you. I'm going to give it all up for you. Amen. He existed in the very form of God, but did not consider equality with God to be something for his own advantage. Amen. Christ chose. He chose to lay down his life. Amen. Amen. He chose to undress from his heavenly garments and to dress himself in lowly garments. Amen. He chose to take off those heavenly garments. Amen. He chose to go down for our sake. He chose it. Would you and I choose something like that today?
Come on.
Amen. Would you and I choose something like that? Would your boss do something like that? Amen. Would your CEO do something like that? Give up his position? Something he worked for all his life? Would he give it up to go down and be a slave? And Jesus did this. It was his choice. It was his choice. See, Jesus is the very essence the very character, the very attributes of God, he set it aside. He set it aside for you and for me. Amen. It was his choice. You see, he set aside his glory, his majesty, his royalty, his position, his honor, his greatness, his nobility. He set it all aside. He was exalted. He was praised. He was worshiped. He was glorified. He was honored. He was adored. He gave it all up. He gave it all up. My last point, and my second point, I went through it kind of quick. That was he emptied himself of his position. Amen. My third point is he emptied himself on the cross. Amen. See, when we watching a football game, we respect the guys that go out there and they give it 100%. You know what I mean? Amen. They come off the field, you know, they out of breath, you know. They like, coach, put me back in, put me back in, put me back in. You know, they give 110% on that field, you know. Some of them come off the field, they got broken arms and broken legs, and they still want to get out there. Coach, shoot me up, coach, so I can get back out there. So I don't have to feel the pain. You know, they give it 110%. That's what Christ did. He gave it 110%. He gave it everything he had. He gave it so much that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was nearly crying. Amen? Sweating like blood. Crying. Sweating. Saying, God, can you take this cup from me? Can you take it from me? Can you take this cup from me? I'm worried. They're going to put nails in my hands and nails in my feet. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
Come on.
I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to let them. I'm just going to let them. I'm going to let them. Guess what? Guess what? I got all the power in the world. I got all the power in creation. Y'all know Matthew chapter 17 when Jesus was at the Transfiguration.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 17 when he became bright as light, brighter than the sun. You saw a glimpse of that power, but guess what? He didn't use his power on the cross.
No.
He let them. You know how much strength that got to take? He let them drive nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He let them. He let them.
Yeah.
He didn't do a thing. He let them. All the pain was piercing through him. And he sat right there. He let them. He emptied himself on that cross. He gave it 110% on that cross. He let them pierce him in his side. Amen. And all the while, he was thinking of you and me. Amen. All the while, he was thinking of you and me on that cross. All the while, he had you and me on his brain. Amen. I've got to do this for them. Amen. I've got to endure this for them. I've got to go through this for them. I've got to endure this pain for them. I've got to endure nails in my hands and my feet for them. I've got to endure it for them because I love them. Because if I don't do this, amen, they're not going to have a way back to the Father. If I don't do this, they're going to be condemned forever. If I don't do this, their lives are over. If I don't do this, I've got to do this. So I've got to put aside whatever I feel. I've got to put aside my hurt, my pain, my anguish, my crying. I've got to put it all aside because I love them. I've got to put it aside, amen. Sometimes we got to put things aside, amen? He put it aside. He emptied himself. He completely emptied himself. Christ said, when he was on that cross, he said, it is finished. He was done. Ooh, I'm getting emotional. I'm about to cry now. It was done. It was absolutely done. It was finished. He gave it 110%. It wasn't nothing else he could do. He gave it all. He gave it all. He gave it all for us. I don't want nobody in here to think that Christ ain't never done nothing for you. He's done everything for you. He's done absolutely everything he can do for you. Everything. Amen. He gave his life. He had a chance to think about it. He had a chance to contemplate it. He even asked the Father, he said, Father, you got to give me strength on this, Father. You know, not my will, but thy will. You know, help me, Father. Help me go through this. And then he went through it. He went through it for us. Amen. He emptied himself. Amen. I'm going to stop right there because I'm... Don't ever think that Christ ain't done nothing for you. He's done everything for you. Absolutely everything for you. Amen. Don't ever think that Christ ain't never done nothing for you. He emptied himself for you and I. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."